Get to the big yarn in the world of sport. You need the big hitters. Mark Stevens jumped back into the studio to be a part of this conversation with us this morning. Stephen, good morning again
good morning,
to you.
Good to have Tom Petty with us as well this morning.
You like Tom's work?
Oh, I love it.
He won't back down.
No.
And what we know, Steve-O, with the appointment yesterday that Craig Kelly is the new CEO of the Magpies, is he won't back down. And I'm looking forward to catching up with Tony Shaw very shortly to talk about that because he knows him intimately, as Mick McGowan does. And you were chatting to him about this yesterday on RSN. I heard that conversation with you and Mick. This is a really strong move by the Magpies to get someone who's quite bold, who's quite brash, but really knows the footy club, loves the footy club, clearly can run a business. He's done it magnificently at TLA for the last couple of decades, even though he's bought and sold it a few times and made some cash along the way. He's clearly got a brain and an operations brain to suggest that this is going to be a significant move by the Magpies to get this key pillar in place and hopefully for a long period of time. And what we know through our time in the game, Steve-O, is that to have success on the field, you've got to get your back office right. And you've got to get your operations right. You've got to get your business model right. And Craig Kelly, seemingly, from what I know and from what I'm keen to get your take on it, is the perfect man to lead this club going forward on the back of what they were able to do in the last couple of years.
Look, no doubt, Harf. He's a big personality. He's a leader. He's been, of course, CEO at TLA, you know, in charge of a lot of staff, very top operations there. Well connected at, in the corridors of AFL House.
Well, that's a big one, I reckon.
Yeah, so a close friend of Gil McLachlan. Knows the inside workings of City Hall, if you like, because of so many deals entwined. TLA, AFL, they put on the September Club, for instance, all these type of events.
Yep.
That they're joined with. So the interesting thing is, of course, people talk about the conflict, but Ned Kelly, as we call him, of course, came out yesterday and said, look, I don't manage players, I manage staff. But he does have some coaches and some media personalities in his stable. And it's interesting with TLA, where he's just quit, basically, that Craig McRae is one of those involved. So... But when he says he quits, he quits. He's no longer at TLA, and there's really no conflict. The only issue may be with his son, obviously Will, but he can step away from that. But history says that you'll probably have to sack Craig McRae at some stage. I mean, if he's around long enough, most coaches do get sacked, don't they?
They do, yes.
And his son at some stage may get delisted, particularly if he's there for 10 years, Craig Kelly. So it's an interesting dynamic. But when you talk about big personality, he's a huge one. And as I said to Mick yesterday, and he defended this, but it's sort of Collingwood going back to Hollywood a little bit. The fact that Mark Anderson was more of a pen pusher, a low-key, good, solid operator. We've now got Jeff Brown, who's, ooh, he's real Hollywood-type operator. He is. Similar to his son Tom, they don't mind a bit of the limelight and the way
coverage.
They go about it. But and Craig Kelly's the same.
Although he did come out yesterday and say that he was going to be quite... off-Broadway from a media perspective.
He's
go about
figure.
His business.
He's a figure.
No doubt. He's a
the
huge
type of
presence.
Guy, if he's watching training, the TV cameras will be on him. They wouldn't have been on Mark Anderson. So it's an interesting dynamic. And Collingwood, they're back in the big game, no doubt.
Well, let's find out what one of their all-time greats thinks about all this. 313 games, a premiership, a Norm Smith medal, and also 88 games as coach. The one and only Tony Shaw knows plenty about this footy club and this appointment yesterday. He joins us on the line. Shaw, good morning.
Good morning, Harf, Steve-O. I tell you what, for a bloke who had a nickname Cemented, you've given him a few big raps there.
Well, we heard a story from Mick McGowan yesterday on RSN, Shuri, about the day that he played, was it Miami, I think it might have been, where he took out Dermot as in his first real hit out for the footy club, and you thought you had this weird dude who just wanted to punch on with people.
Yeah, well, you want to ask Damien Monkhorst about that, because we signed up Ned, and Monkey was going on the trip, but we sacked him just to give Ned a go, and Gary split Dermot's eye at a... matter of fact, it was a, what do you call it, NFL football ground, matter of fact. We played on there. It was called the World Cup, and we did end up winning it. We went from there to Miami and played Geelong and won the World Cup of football, which, as you know, is a load of crap.
And sure, he went on to pinch Jason Dunstall. I mean, at that stage, would you envisage this, that he'd be running a big management company and then the head of Collingwood?
Well, at this stage... No, I wouldn't have, Steve-O, when you think about it. We've got Craig Kelly, we've got Graham Wright, we've got Gav Kosciuszko, all got jobs at Collingwood, and none of them loved authority. None of them none of them liked meetings. They would all either fall asleep or not turn up if they could. It's been a bit of a turnaround for these blokes, but look, seriously, he'll get the job done. He is he's brilliant. And I heard all the thoughts that you had about, you know, conflict of interest. Who hasn't got one in the whole, in the competition? He'll get around that. Even that TLA, you never really heard about Craig Kelly, other than all the people who, not he signed up, but the staff did sign up. So, no, he'll sit back. And even Jeff Brown, boys, I've been rat with Jeff because we since Jeff being the president, and Jeff's a bit out there. We know him, you know, off field and such and that. But I haven't heard one thing. You know, he hasn't sought out the publicity. I think they're going to do a great job. You just need, and then Mark Anderson was brilliant. And like you said, he did it a different way, but Ned will do it his way, but he's a smart cookie. I think it's a great appointment, matter of fact.
Craig Kelly appointed the CEO of the Magpies. Magpie fans, let us know, 1300 652 927, what you think about that and the expectations for 2023, Steve-O?
You know a lot about family ties, Shorey, obviously. Ned and his son, Will, how will that work?
Oh, no, don't even worry about it. Great, Ridey will look after that stuff. Ned won't have probably any say at all in sacking his son. That'll be a football department thing, and he oversees that. But, you know, and he would have already talked to him. You know, he's had a pretty hard run, the young kid. I think he can play a bit, but he's broken down a couple of times, so hopefully he can get through injury-free and we can see some of his talent, but will not be an issue at all.
We talked about the pillars, Shorey, this morning of your footy club and how important they are. We saw yesterday with Jeff Walsh leaving the Saints, or announcing he'll be leaving the Saints today, as one of the key pillars. Does put a bit of a dent in their preparations. Getting those key pillars of footy head, your coach, your CEO, they're really important in footy clubs. This appointment, what does it do for the Magpies structurally?
I just think it's great. The stability part around it, I think, will be brilliant. Mark Anderson was just a bloke who, as you know, not a high publicity person, but just sat in the background. My dealings with him was he just did it brilliantly. He was a good people person. Ned's that. Ned can be demanding, but he knows. He's a smart enough businessman to know that, you know, you've got to pull your head into a different area. And he's done that over 30 years, first with ESP and then TLA, as you said. So, you don't last in that sort of area for that long if you don't get on with people. And you can do it different ways. He's a little bit, a lot more brasher than Mark. But I think, you just need to rejuvenate sort of things like that too. Those little changes also get the staff up a bit. So, I think it'll just work out brilliantly.
And where do you see Collingwood, Shorey? Is it going to be tough to bring the magic again this season? Because something crazy happened last year. Can they replicate it?
Well, look, I don't think it's crazy. I just thought they needed change a few things up in how they played the game. They've got a fair bit of talent. You're right, though. It's hard. Everybody knows what you do now. But that's the way football, works. And if it's like the Hawthorns and Geelongs, of their eras, that they had their premiership eras, that when they did it well, no one could stop them anyway. So you've just got to get to that level again and keep rejuvenating your list. And I think Collingwood's done pretty well with that. They've got three or four in who can play the game pretty well straight away. But hopefully, a lot of the things. The big one now is probably the leadership, the captaincy. I don't know. I know I can't tell you, knowing a few things in the club, but not to the extent that I know what's going on. But, gee, they've got a great list of blokes who could just stand up and be captain and do it for whatever period they want. It's going to be, do they want a long-term situation, or do they want, a bloke for one or two years, to take them over, like Adams or Howie, to do it. And then if you don't, you just go to the youngsters and have those blokes behind them. So, no, they're in a good position leadership-wise, but everybody, you don't know how everybody else is going to improve. That's the question mark we've got every pre-season and every new year you go into.
Who would you announce or anoint as captain, Shorey? You've been in that chair. What have you seen of the young brigade?
I'd probably go... Taylor Adams now has had a few injuries, so I'm worried about it because you want your captain out there, and he's a ripper. He could do it easily. Jeremy Howe could do it easily too. But they're into their 30s now. You've got Crisps, who I think is 28, 29, but gee, two times best and fairest player. He does it at the top level. I'd nearly go that way. But look, it's a lot more than just playing the game on the field. It's what they got outside. And look, they're all respected within the group. Then you've got Maynard and Moore behind coming up, to do it too. So my thinking would, I think I'd go the young way of maybe a Crisp to take it over because he's performed, he looks like he's respected, he can play at the level, not you know, and he's done that for the last 2 years and done it well. And then I'd have Howe and Adams just to sit there behind, and you've also got Pendles. So I think that would be the way for a 5 to 6, maybe a 5 year period with Crisp, and then you've got Maynard, and you've got Nick Dacos coming on. Like, he's going to be a leader. So I would go that way, but that's only without seeing the mechanics of what happens within the club.
We will see how it unfolds, Steve-O. They're a big watch, aren't they, the Pies this year?
Well, I've got a final one for you, Shorey. We've got a poll today. Who's going to finish higher, Collingwood, Carlton?
Ah, Collingwood. Yeah. Collingwood. Carlton have, Collingwood have done it. They did it last year. Carlton have to do it. So there's all these little things about... Carlton, of course, no doubt, they've got a list coming up now that you would expect them to make the eight. And I don't know about top four at this stage, but just the experience of making the eight, that's important for them. I think if Carlton lose... you've got the issue about Walsh now. If Carlton lose one or two players, I don't think they've got the depth that a Collingwood has got to finish above the ladder on them. I say that with, from the up top, not with a heart, but I just think Collingwood have shown more, and I think their depth is a lot better than Carlton's.
And who gave Ned his nickname of Cement Head?
Me.
And how was that received by Cement Head?
I've got to tell you, just quickly, sorry. In 1990 in the grand final, there was a ball on the wing with about 5 minutes to go. And the ball spilled out from a pack, and he ran at it, and there was an Essendon bloke coming the other way. And the Essendon bloke didn't shirk it, but Ned got down low, and Ned ran in with his head and hit the bloke in the shins. And the ball came out, and I dived on it. And I don't know if you can remember this, but I remember the commentator saying, anyway, I dived on it, we got a ball up, and I sort of rolled onto my bum, sat up, and I pumped a fist in the air to Ned saying, mate, that's why we're going to win the game. And to me, that epitomised how he went about his game. He was a ripper bloke to play footy with. He'd give his all. He was tough. And he was very skilled, too, for a big bloke. I didn't really want to say that on air, but anyway, he was very skilled. And no, that's how we got Cement Head. He'd do anything for the club to make sure we won. And I think he'd do anything off the field to make sure we win, too.
I remember that moment, sure, in 1990, that famous vision of you pumping the fist, telling him he's awesome for that. And fate would turn out, you go on to win it, you'd be a Norm Smith medalist, and you get to talk to us on the Breakfast on RSN. How good's your life?
Yeah, good. And I just got to say, Craig Moore, who's, of course, had another life in which I made him a legend. It's good to see that you got him behind the scenes there, chap. So well done. You probably only lasted a year, but good on you.
Yeah, that's about right, I reckon. Sure, we'll see how it goes. We'll try and latch on for a couple of years. But Moore out the back's doing a great job for us. Great to chat, mate. Go well. Look forward to seeing how the Pies go.
See you, boys.